You're now tuning in to Sipping Tuesdays with Eleni Janice. When we think about boundaries, we think about standards. We think of a set of rules and demands, personal limits, policies, or permissible ways for other people to behave and act towards us. And even though all of those things are true, when it comes to setting boundaries for our lives, we learn that is in fact an act of self-respect. It is understanding who we are and what we want by prioritizing ourselves and our needs first. It's a form of self-care that keeps us from overextending ourselves, and it helps us determine what we will and won't tolerate or participate in. Boundaries are 100% our responsibility, which means that you get to decide what is and what isn't allowed into your life. Boundaries allow us to be true to ourselves. It allows us to have our own feelings. It helps us to make our own decisions and ask for what you want without having to please others. Boundaries allow us to fight back and to stand up for what we believe in, no matter how other people feel. And the truth is, whether we like to do this or not, throughout time we've had to learn to put our foot down to see change or be the change we want to see. We've had to learn to use our own voice for what is right and to stop tolerating the things that don't agree with us so that we could make a better world. But what about us? You know, we are taught that, you know, we have to behave a certain way and act a certain way or look a certain way to be loved and accepted in this world that we live in. But what about the place that we create for ourselves, like our homes, you know, whether if it's in politics, beliefs, relationships, friendships, our jobs, food, money, or things that are happening all around the world? What about us? What about the things that we truly deserve? Boundaries allow us to see our worth and live a life that is true to us. But this is where it gets a little tricky. Because you'll find people who don't agree with you or your beliefs and your views or values about your life and how things should be. And it could feel like this is the craziest moment of your life where you begin to put your foot down because you start thinking about how other people feel when they or what they will say about you or how they're going to respond. You know, this is where we can feel like we're shrinking because we allow their thoughts and because of experience. You know, obviously experience has taught us that if we speak up, we might get condemned for it. And you know, this is where anger and resentment begins to grow. But it's in that process where you begin to take charge of your life and where your true transformation begins. In order to create boundaries for your life, you must go through this transformation process. And let me tell you, it's not easy, but it's something that I've had to learn to do. And, you know, throughout my darkest moments or where I felt like maybe life was crushing me or where I felt like the whole world was against me, I remember that grapes must be crushed to make wine and that diamonds only form under pressure and olives only release their oil when pressed and seeds grow in the darkness of soil. And, you know, I just fell in love with this transformation process because that's where I understood my potential and my true purpose and where my life began. With setting boundaries, I've learned that no is a complete sentence and no, I don't have to do things I don't want to. Boundaries assist me to remain healthy, honest, and living a life that is true to me, even if that makes me the bad guy in someone else's story. As a child, boundaries were already set before us, and most of the time, you know, things worked out great. But the older you got, the fewer boundaries were set for you because you became responsible for your life. You gained this so-called freedom, and when we gain freedom, it can be a little complicating when we become or when we come face to face with difficult situations, you know, and if we have never set good intentions over our lives, our life can seem a little bit difficult, you know. So here are the four steps that can help you to set boundaries for yourself. Number one, name your limits by setting clear expectations. Number two, don't apologize for your needs or for your own well-being. Number three, be consistent by not allowing fear, guilt, or self-doubt to control you. And number four, give yourself permission to be free because you are worth it. I know that all this information can seem a little bit too much, or it can seem a little selfish to some, you know, but know that it's totally okay to remember that you matter, and that it's okay for you to set healthy boundaries for a peace of mind or for more time for yourself, to say no to the things that do not align with your values, to say yes to what does, and be present in all the areas that matter. It's okay to honor your needs and have healthy, mutually supportive relationships around you. It's okay to do what's best for you. And, you know, it's also so important to note or to remember that when it comes to setting boundaries, you know, boundaries don't have to be set in stone. That means that, you know, they need to fit around you, your family, and your lifestyle as it changes over time. Boundaries should be flexible. You know, so if you need to make an exemption to the rule every now and then, go and do it. Boundaries should not, they should support you, not hinder you. Boundaries are different for different people. You know, there's no one size fits all. Just because one person has a set of clear defined boundaries for a particular area in their life, it doesn't mean that you should too. You should be able to choose your own boundaries that reflect what you want out of life and what you consider most important for you. Boundaries shouldn't make you feel guilty. You know, remember that they're designed to protect you, so there's good reasons to have them. Just because you say no to something now, it doesn't mean no in the future. It just means no right now. Boundaries take practice. It may take a while for your boundaries to be effective, and so the more that you use and practice them, the better that they'll work for you. So here's a few ways that you can begin to practice setting boundaries for yourself. So for example, you can stick to a budget. You can limit yourself to 1 hour of television per day. You can have no screen time for your children. You can stop participating in gossip or talking about someone behind their back. You can stop working past 7 o'clock. You can not answer work emails on the weekends. You can go to bed at a certain time or not have sex until you're married. Whatever it is that you feel like works for you, do whatever it is that works for you. You know, these are all just brief examples that you can start to practice setting boundaries for yourself. You know, personal policies can help us set boundaries for ourselves and even for our own children. It just looks a little different for them. And of course, we don't want our kids not doing what we ask them, right? We just because they don't want to. So it's important for us to be brief and, you know, to help them understand that we are in charge. But as parents, we have to also teach them what they should and should not tolerate from others. When you set healthy boundaries, it helps them figure this out. Boundaries tell children what is expected of them, and it helps them focus on the task at hand. They also teach our kids to respect themselves and others. We want them to be confident in setting their own limits and having their own opinions and being able to stand up for themselves in a respectful manner, of course, right? So when you become a parent, setting boundaries is normal, especially during the toddler years, like, hey, we don't hit, we don't take toys from others, we don't scream when we want something. Please wait for your turn. Do what makes you happy. Make sure you share. You know, these are all boundaries that we may set for our children, but children must learn to set their own boundaries to protect themselves and also to respect their personal space of others. So that way, you know, when they define what health, like what they need to know as far as what healthy personal boundaries are, you can briefly just tell them that they are three types of violations that people should not cross. So, for example, I have taught my children that there are three types of violations, right? One of them is physical. So we focus on who can touch you, how they can touch you, where they can touch you, and when they can touch you. And another form is sexual. Sexual, we talk about who can touch you in a sexual way and when, who can speak to you in a sexual way or matter or when, the limits of your sexual adventurism, and who can share your details about your sex life and with whom. And when it comes to their emotional violations, you want to make sure that they understand what kind of things people should say to you or about you, right? You want to teach them the importance of having uplifting people in their lives. You want to teach them or help them understand how to remove people who are unkind or who belittle them or bring them down. And also when to stop doing things for others so they don't grow up being people pleasers or overextending themselves to make others happy. At the end of the day, as parents, we just want our children to be happy and to know what to be able to do if they face difficult situations in their life. So continue to help your child get used to standing up for themselves and setting boundaries so that they will be ready or well-equipped for when they are older. So let's keep these conversations going as your child grows up and be open and honest about the importance of setting boundaries. But most of all, let's listen to our children because sometimes they see things that we may not see, and it's always good to get a different perspective. And I think that goes for everyone. I think it's awesome to be heard, and I feel like this is why so many people, you know, have to stand up for what they believe in, because they just aren't being heard enough, you know. And our kids need to be comfortable expressing their own feelings, so let's create a good space for them in our own homes to be able to do just that and more. So what are some things you do to teach your kids about boundaries? You know, we'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Make sure to go follow us on Instagram at Sipping Tuesdays. We hope that with today's message, it empowered you to own who you are and to stop tolerating anything less than what you deserve. We hope that you learn to love yourself enough to set boundaries, you know, to protect your time and energy because it's so precious. You know, you get to choose how to use it, and you teach people how to treat you by deciding what you will and won't accept. So like I said, I hope that with today's message, it inspired you to free yourself and to know what you deserve and to know what you will and will not allow into your life. I love you guys so much. Make sure you guys tune in to the next episode and let us know your thoughts on today's episode. I love you guys. Y'all take care. Goodbye.